President Obama told world leaders at the climate summit in Paris this week that dark days are ahead if the world ignores climate change. Watching all this, Jack Payne, a senior researcher at the University of Florida. He tells WUSF's Steve Newborn that Florida could be ground zero for rising sea levels.
My seawall is about 4.5 feet above the Gulf at mean tide. And the water that night came 6 inches over my seawall at about 10 feet into my yard. And as the tide receded, it took much of the topsoil behind my seawall with it. It's very dramatic, to the point where I had to bring in gravel and fill in behind the seawall. My neighbor has lived there since 1981 and said he has never seen the tide that high. So I don't know if it's specifically attributed to global warming, but it certainly was an example of what we can expect from global warming in the coming decades with the current rise of sea level.
Now, Jack, I've heard reports that point Florida as probably the most vulnerable state of any in the nation to rising sea levels. Is that correct?
It's really apparent because we're a peninsula. We're, like they like to say, we're surrounded on three sides by water in the state of Georgia. So because of our karst geology, our Swiss cheese limestone that's beneath our soil, the water will come under our land as the sea comes up and not over it. And that leads to all kinds of other problems, mainly our drinking water, the Florida aquifer that we use for everything from agriculture to recreation.
Now, Jack, tell me about some of the studies that point to problems, especially in the Florida Keys, as the water level rises.
Living in Cedar Key, which is not the your traditional Florida Keys south of Miami, but I am just 55 miles southwest of Gainesville in the Gulf. But if you sit in a barge down there and talk to the old-timers, they'll say, yeah, you know, that the islands are sinking. And they don't realize it's not that the Keys were sinking, it's the rise in sea level that they've experienced in their lifetime. So you go down to the Florida Keys, where some of the universities, including University of Florida, and I think FIU and University of South Florida and others, have looked at this phenomenon at the current rate of sea level rise and have predictive models that show the Florida Keys underwater in a little more than a century. Some of the models I've looked at say about 125 years. The Florida Keys will be underwater. Well, that's pretty dramatic, and that'll have a tremendous impact on cities like Miami as well and Tampa.
Now, what can we do as ordinary people to forestall this from happening? Are we talking political pressure, really?
It's a huge, huge problem, and it's gratifying to have 150 countries all around the world starting to meet this week in Paris to try to look at this. But, you know, everything starts at home, and all of us are going to have different lifestyles, and change is difficult for everybody. And when you think of something that's 100 and 200 years away that really had dramatic impact, it's really hard to think that far ahead when you're living today, even though, you know, you appeal to your children and to your grandchildren. But it's going to be whatever we do today to change how we live. And basically, we have to put less CO2, and to a certain extent methane, but CO2 is a more voluminous gas, into the upper atmosphere to stop the greenhouse effect. Because everything we do today will either accelerate or inhibit the tragic consequences that we'll see in a century, if not earlier. So we need to look at different clean forms of energy. We need to make it easier for people to have electric cars, to have solar panels. We need to make it easier for people to have more sustainable forms of energy as a good first step.
Jack Payne is Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Florida. Thanks so much for your help.
You're very welcome, Steve. Anytime.